Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today. We're looking at mainly cloudy skies. We'll have a high of about 71. In Kenosha right now, we go to the temperatures. They are looking a little bit better than they have the last few mornings. Kenosha right now is at 66 degrees, 65 in Burlington, in Milwaukee 63, also 65 in Racine. A rental car was stolen from outside a Pleasant Prairie gas station convenience store on Highway 50 at 118th Avenue about 2:25 this morning, with a 9-year-old boy sleeping in the back seat. It led to a frantic search by local law enforcement. At one point, that vehicle was tracked to the city of Kenosha around 8th Avenue and 56th Street through the cell phone that was left by the car's renter. Around 2:50 a.m. came word from the Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Department that the vehicle had been located, the offender taken into custody, and that the young boy was safe. Initial reports indicated that vehicle had been rented at O'Hare Airport by a family on vacation. Dane County Sheriff's Department doing what many law enforcement agencies are having to do these days, remind citizens to lock their vehicles, their garages, and their homes to prevent crimes of opportunity. A news release says deputies have responded to more than 24 vehicle-related thefts since the beginning of April. That includes 3 with handguns that were stolen out of vehicles simply left open. 2 vehicles stolen in recent days, both were unlocked, and the keys left inside. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department looking into a reported hit-and-run injury accident that occurred early this morning within the retail complex in Summers that includes the Sam's Club and Walmart off Green Bay Road. This occurring about 1 a.m. at the roundabout, according to initial reports. The offending vehicle took off following the impact, the driver of the second vehicle going to the Walmart to summon help, complaining of some minor injuries. Driver of a car claims his brakes locked up on the wet pavement, which led to the vehicle crashing into a garage for the Kenosha Yacht Club at 4th Avenue late yesterday afternoon. The man suffering some minor injuries. The only occupant, according to police, roughly half the vehicle ended up inside the building, which resulted in the need for a tow truck to pull it out. That man was critically injured when his pickup truck collided with a speeding Amtrak train in Franksville last Saturday night died this week from his injuries. 33-year-old Andrew Lawrence had been at Frederick Hospital in critical condition. Caledonia police say Lawrence was heading eastbound on Highway K and for some reason went around the crossing gates, striking the southbound train. The impact ejected Lawrence from the vehicle. He was then found by a first-arriving sheriff's deputy. The case still open to further investigation. Kenosha police now say they know the identity of the man found deceased in a car from last weekend. They still do not know, however, how the man died. The badly decomposed body of 45-year-old Muhammad Bell found with the vehicle parked in a yard in the 1800 block of 52nd Street. Lieutenant Brad Headlett says detectives are still waiting on toxicology test results in the effort to determine the circumstances of how Bell died. 4 Marquette University students recovering from injuries after being hit by debris when a man accidentally fired his gun while just outside of Sobelman's restaurant. Man's weapon went off inside the vestibule to the front door. The bullet struck the facility. It scattered some debris. That debris hit the students who were standing nearby. The man with the gun reportedly dragged away and driven from the scene by some friends. The Marquette students did not need any hospital care. Well, somewhat lost, however, in the House sit-in by Democrats on Capitol Hill with a gun control issue, Speaker Paul Ryan and Republicans rolling out their plan to replace Obamacare, the congressman saying that Obamacare has failed many Americans with what's been offered so far.
They expanded coverage by dramatically lowering quality. They made some people pay more so other people could pay less. And what has been the result? For millions of hardworking Americans, higher premiums. Long wait times, canceled plans, families losing their doctors. It was a classic top-down, command-and-control, Washington-imposed solution.
The GOP proposal, part of Speaker Ryan's blueprint titled A Better Way, it offers the Republican alternative to the Democratic Party on policy issues ahead of the November election. The Obama administration pointing out that some 20 million Americans have become insured as a result of the Affordable Care Act. A 40-year-old Racine woman, Jill Hawkins, still missing after failing to reach her mother's home in Milwaukee Monday afternoon. She's been battling depression, according to a Facebook posting of information about her. Husband Steve Hawkins says Jill did not have a cell phone at the time she left, and their car, a 2000 VW Passat with the license plate 559XJB, does not have GPS. The Facebook page through the Route 20 outhouse describing Jill Hawkins as about 5'2", 100 pounds, long dark brown hair, possibly dark frame glasses, and she has an upper left arm tattoo with the name Benjamin. Anybody with information asked to call the Racine County Joint Dispatch Center at 262-886-2300. A town hall meeting to discuss controversial provisions included in the bill to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration taking place at noon today in Racine. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The Wisconsin Business Aviation Association is holding the meeting to focus on the importance of general aviation in Wisconsin and the debate underway in Washington on the FAA reauthorization bill, which includes a proposal to privatize the nation's air traffic control system, funding it with new user fees. According to the association, the concept has raised concerns among those in the general aviation community, specifically the effect it will have on citizens and companies located in smaller towns and communities which have little or no airline service and are reliant on general aviation. The town hall meeting will begin at noon today inside the EAA hangar at Baton International Airport on North Green Bay Road. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Racine Fire Department has 180 smoke alarms available for distribution to city residents. The Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin's Charitable Foundation recently getting nearly $56,000 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and FEMA for a home fire safety campaign, which includes smoke alarm installations. They target low-income neighborhoods. With the funding, more than 3,600 smoke alarms will be distributed all across Wisconsin. Residents of the city of Racine who would like one of the free smoke alarms, contact the Racine Fire Department's Fire Prevention Bureau at 635-7915. One of the many agenda items okay this week by the Racine Common Council, a redevelopment authority recommendation supported by the Finance Committee for a $150,000 grant to fund the Racine Redevelopment Partnership and their activities as a community housing development organization. The group's Joe Heck telling the alderman the money is going to help to get the operation started.
The partnership is a collaboration of seven local nonprofit organizations with experience in neighborhoods, affordable housing, employment training, and economic and community development. Racine city and county governments have been very supportive of our efforts from the very beginning.
The goal of the RRP, the implementation of the housing and economic development components of the Uptown Strategic Plan, which Heck noted the council approved last year. The group will hire a director with experience in neighborhood and community development. Two Uptown residents voiced support at the council meeting for the funding recommendation, which the council did approve unanimously. Wisconsin's 4.2% unemployment rate for the month of May, down again, the Department of Workforce Development, reporting it is the lowest level since March of 2001. The 5.9% in Racine still led the state, but it compares to 7.1% a year ago, and it is under the 6% mark for the first time since November of 2000. Beloit is second in unemployment at 5.5%, then Milwaukee at 5.4%. Kenosha listing 4.9% jobless in May. That compares to 5.4% in April. Pleasant Prairie's Village Board this week voting to create a new ordinance to establish a central location for the counting of absentee ballots at election time. Village officials say that the goal is to both improve and to streamline the process of counting what's become an increasing number of absentee votes by creating just one location instead of multiple sites. Clerk Jane Romanowski tells the Kenosha News this would allow her poll workers to focus on Election Day voters, which is similar to what's taking place in other municipalities across the state. And the Kenosha City Council this week granting an extension to an agreement with the Kenosha Creative Space for a project to establish a location for art organizations and for artists in the vacant downtown storefront. KCS President Robert Snyder, responding to questions from Alderman David Bogdala, said they've raised nearly $20,000 toward the effort, but not until recently. For lack of a long-term lease with the old Kresge building at 6th Street and 28th Avenue downtown. WRJN.com is our webpage, and we keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.